USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Houston Astros forcing a Game 6 of the World Series as they defeated the Braves in front of the Braves' hometown crowd in Game 5 on Sunday evening. The Braves now have the 3-2 game series lead. But the series now moves on to Houston for Game 6 on Tuesday and Game 7 there if necessary. In some sad baseball news, Jerry Remy, who was a 10-year Major League Baseball player who went on to become a over 40-year Red Sox broadcaster, has passed away. After six bouts with cancer, Jerry Remy was 68. Police in Texarkana, Texas say they've arrested a 21-year-old suspect after a person was shot and killed and nine others were wounded in a shooting at a Halloween party there on Saturday night. And this is USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
President Biden is continuing to try to get congressional Democrats on the same page to pass a pair of spending bills, but Republican New York Congressman Lee Zeldin says the president's clearly losing support for both of those plans.
Some of the feedback that I got in talking to House Democratic colleagues was that the president was not going into the heart of the details of the bill. He wasn't selling anyone on specifics, and that wasn't instilling confidence in moving the ball forward.
Zeldin speaking on Fox News, Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo saying the coronavirus shutdown at the height of the pandemic was something the nation had never before experienced, and she says today you simply can't just turn on the economy after shutting it down so tightly. She spoke on CBS's Face the Nation, saying the supply chain issues that are causing problems now are a direct result of the pandemic and things will slowly improve. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 24. Online bingo is now America's favorite pastime activity. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com to play Bingo Treasure for free. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card, play more. Chat with other players, meet new friends. It's all free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry! Free accounts are limited.
We told you earlier in the news about the passing of former baseball player Jerry Remy, who went on to be a beloved broadcaster for the Boston Red Sox for nearly 40 years after his playing days. He died on Saturday at 68 after losing a sixth bout with cancer. He said in an interview a couple of years ago, after four challenges with that disease,
because I'm a public person, because, you know, I'm on television, I'm in the homes of Red Sox fans and fans now from all over the country who get to see Messon, you know, it's, if in some way by me saying this they say, hey, make an appointment, you know, let's get in there, we haven't had a physical in 3 or 4 years, let's go see what's going on, you know. So I consider it a success. I consider it worth it.
Remy was also quite public through the years about his bouts with depression. He says he eventually got on the right medication and never ended up suffering from it again, but also urged people to get help for that if they need it. Again, Jerry Remy, the former ball player turned Red Sox broadcaster, has died at 68. And this sci-fi epic, Dune, keeping its place at the top of the box office in North America as the remake of that 84 sci-fi film earned $15.5 million in week two of its release in the U.S. and Canada. Halloween Kills was second. And coming to you from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.